In general, the word gam, which is interpreted usually as also, comes as a riboy. The Gemara always says it's a riboy, means it's adding something. It's a drush of a riboy. What does that mean? Very simple. You could always say, I went with you. That makes sense. If I say, I went also with you, or I also went with you, the also is clearly adding something to the story that wasn't there in the simple words. So every time the Torah could have said a word, the letter vav, ani ve'ata, I and you, and it said ani ve'gamata, the word gam, automatically adds more to the story. But that's just in Pashat Pshat, on how to interpret the word gam. But gam has several interpretations, and when we go into the Pardes of Torah, Pardes means the garden, but it's an acronym for the word Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Zoid. Pshat means interpretation, Remez means allegorically sometimes, Drush means metaphorically sometimes, and Zoid means the secret of Kabbalistic writings. Like every letter, every crown of every letter, and every word, there's multiple interpretations that it can be. In the Chumash, in many places, the word gam represents a level of confidence or haughtiness in oneself. Someone maybe sometimes even attributed to someone's greatness. They will say someone gam also, and gam, the interpreters of the Chumash would say it means a person who exists with many positive qualities. Beginning of Parshas Nasai, it says, Nasai es roish b'nei Gershom, raise up the sons of Gershom, gam heim, leveis avoysim l'shpulchaysim, them too, to their families. Simple interpretation of the words, of course, is that it's referring to the preceding Parsha, the end of Parshas Bamidbar, where the Torah gave the explanation of the Kohath family and what they were supposed to do. And now it's discussing Gershon's family, what they were supposed to do during the travels of the desert. However, the Bnei Yosef, Rabbi Reich, grandson of the Bnei Yisrael, says that this is also coming to hint us to a famous concept. People are supposed to go around saying, Masai Yagia, Maisa Voisai. When will I be able to reach the greatness of our forefathers, our ancestors? When will I be as good as them in holiness and knowledge and everything like that? And usually people start getting insecure when they start thinking about their ancestors and they feel, I can't hold up a candle to that. But the obligation is to try to reach their levels. But how is that even possible? So he says, the Torah hints at it over here. It says, Nasas Reish B'nei Gershom, hold your head up high. Gam Heim, Gam representing confidence, meaning believe in yourself, and then you'll be able to levesa voice and l'shbuchaisim. You'll be able to reach the levels of our ancestors as well. Most of us have great-grandparents, parents, grandparents, but also ancestors that we're very proud of, people who survived, people who showed the true way of Torah world, people who have inspirational stories on how they lived their life. And sometimes we think to ourselves, we can't reach that level. We have to have the confidence and the ability to know we are put into our situations to reach those same levels. The confidence sometimes will be a positive factor into reaching new heights. Realize, believe in yourself, and say to yourself, I can't be less than that. I have to be as great as I could be. Have a great Shabbos.